got out of prison in 2010, and I was incarcerated at that time for 2 years. I would go to apartments, I mean, raggedy apartments, terrible, in the worst parts of Kansas City, and they would turn me away because you have a felony. And I remember just being so afraid, just of everything, that I would look the wrong way. I would look like a felon. The bigger picture is that once you've been told what to do for so long, and you've been in this place, you don't know what to do on your own. I mean, I had to recondition my mind to live back in this world. It just kind of sits with you. It never really goes away. I don't know how many women I can tell you that are in my organization that have had postings on Craigslist to solicit themselves for sex because they feel like there's no way. Nobody's going to give me a job. So I'm going to sell myself. This is what I know. What I know is to sell drugs. What I know is to get high to take the pain away. And where do they end up? Right back in prison. It's a cycle, and it's a hard cycle to move away from. I know even me, in the past 5 years, I've had thoughts like, wow, this could be so much easier if I thought like that, like I did. You know, but I have so much more to lose. It's not worth it to me. Some women, they've lost their children. They've lost their homes. They've lost their families. Why not? So that's just what I want to help these women realize, that you're better than them. You know, you've done all these things, and that's okay. Use that to uplift someone else. How can we help someone else?